of Exodus, chapter number 33. Book of Exodus, chapter 33. My goodness, I appreciate the good singing of the Lord. Exodus, chapter 33, you find that place. Let's stand together. Very familiar passage of Scripture. You pray for us. If there's ever a morning I'd like to preach, I'd like to preach this morning. I mean, I enjoy preaching. Enjoy trying to do what I feel like the Lord's called me to do. But if the Lord helped me this morning, I'd really like to get out what God's put in. I'll need the help of the Lord to do that. And I pray that you'll help us pray for that, will you? I'll just read just a little text. And again, I don't have nothing new this morning. It's the same old book and it's the same old scripture, but I'm telling you, that sweet Holy Ghost makes it real. The Bible says in this passage of Scripture, in Exodus chapter number 33, we'll start reading in verse number 12. He said, and Moses said unto the Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up this people that thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. He said, yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. Thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, and I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider how that this nation is thy people. And verse number 18 he said, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. He said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. I'll show mercy on whom I'll show mercy. He said, thou canst not see my face, for thou shalt no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. Boy, I thank God for that. Amen. He said, thou shalt stand on a rock. He said, it shall come to pass that while my glory passeth by, and that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock. He said, now will cover thee with my head when I pass by. He said, I'll take away my hand and thou shalt see my back part. He said, but my face shall not be seen. Heavenly Father, I bow my head. And oh God, I pray tonight. And Lord, I ask you simply and humbly, Father, please, would you help me? God, one more time. Father, I pray. Oh Lord, you touch us in our frailty. And God, I pray. And Lord Jesus, you'd help us and not to be tinkling cymbals or sounding brass. Have a God to lift up our voice like a trumpet. I cry loud and spare not. I pray, Father God, that the word of God would be real in our hearts today. I pray, Father, that God, you'd help me to preach way above our means. I'm asking you, God, simply, Lord, to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. And Lord, I pray tonight, if this night is the last night, if this time is the last time, I pray you'd help it to be the best time. And Father, I'm honest with you. And Lord, I'm begging you this morning, I pray, Father, that you'd help me if these are the last words and I'd ever get a say from a pulpit. I pray, help me to say the best thing that I could say about you tonight. Father, I love you and I praise you. Lord, I ask you for help. In Christ's name, we humbly beg and ask. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Listen, I know that we all know this. Matter of fact, I preached on some of this on Monday night, and God's not ever letting me get away from it. But I'm interested. I want you to notice down there, if you will, verse number 22. And the Bible says it like this. He said, it shall come to pass, I want you to watch this. He said that while my glory passeth by, I want to point out to you tonight, friend, and I want you to see in this Bible, I know we all know that Moses, he's already come off the mount, and Moses has done spent time with God, his face is already shone, and now here he comes, and boy, when he gets down there, he wants to see the glory of God shine down on his life. He said, Lord, show me thy glory. Hey, listen, friend, I can tell you this, if there's one thing I think the people of God need more of, that's that we need to see the glory of God in our day. If faith a desire, and I think that the people of God ought to have and ought to be to see the glory of God in our lives. Amen. I mean, we're living in a time, friend, and when most folks ain't interested, have they not interested in God's glory? Have they not interested in God's goodness? And what they're interested in is to get out a hell-free card. And what they're interested in is somebody to call on when they need a new job or when they need a little help. But as far as seeing the glory of God, have they not much interested in that? I want you to listen, friend, and say, well, what is the glory? It's all of him, amen. It's the presence. It's the manifestation. It's the honor and reverence. That's due to who he is. That's what I found out. And my friend, if the glory of God shows up, my. And what a difference it makes all across the place. And whenever God shows up, and now sometimes we mean to, and sometimes we don't. But if we ever get to quenching the Holy Ghost, and listen, friend, he's not going to manifest himself. Amen. And listen, dear God, if there's ever a time that the folks of God ought to get serious about the presence of God in their lives, it ought to be right now. Amen. Oh, listen, friend. He got down there and he got to saying this. Here's what he said. He said, while my glory passes by. I want you to know that means that there's a time. Hey, now look here, friend. His glory wasn't just going to set. He wasn't just going to rest. But there was going to be a time that the glory of God was just going to pass by. There was a time, and my friend, that because he wanted to see it, that the glory of God was just sort of going to pass by. And listen, friend, I don't know about you, but there ain't hardly nothing like in this whole world. And when the glory of God just passes by, I mean, I'll tell you, friend, how when God shows up and just sort of passes by where you had everything in the whole world, it changes in that minute. Amen. Oh, I got to thinking about. And now listen, here's a question. Has that glory ever passed by your way? I mean, am I listen? I think sometimes I'm preaching to folk. Sometimes I'm talking to people, and I'm just talking about here. But I'm trying to get them to see something. That one, they ain't never seen. And two, they ain't got no desire to see. And I'm telling you, friend, I can't put a will in you. I can't put a desire in you. But I'm telling you, there ain't nothing in the whole world like just sitting down right in the presence of God. Amen. Oh, listen. And we find in this passage, he said, when my glory passes by. Well, listen, friend. He was wanting a part of it. But thank God, the real thing, he's already came down. He's already manifested himself. You remember over there the Bible said in John 1:14, he said, and the Word was made flesh, and he dwelled among us. And what's it say after that? It said, we beheld his glory. Amen. And the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1, he said in verse 1, he said, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners has spoken a time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days hath spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, and by whom also he made the world. That next verse says he is, who being the brightness of his glory, amen, and the express image of his person. I'm telling you, dear friend, that the Lord Jesus Christ was the very embodiment of the glory of God. And he passed by. Here's some things I want you to listen. We get in our mind. What's going to happen when the glory of God passes by? And usually what we think will happen is so we'll jump up and run, and we'll hang from the chandeliers, and we'll shout till and thank God our lungs give out. But that's not what happens here. Amen. That's not what happens here. I'm going to say this to you, friend. Look up here at me and smile at me right here. I want you to listen to me. If you've ever been in the presence of God and you've walked out and you still live in the same way you've been, and you never have sat in the presence of God, amen. There's nobody that ever gets in his presence and that leaves out the same way they came in, amen. And not one person in all this Bible that's in the presence of God and leaves the same way, amen. Oh, listen, let me just give you a few things. Has got to help us this morning. Here's what you notice in the first thing. He said, I'll make all my goodness pass before you. And he said, I'll proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, I like that. We sang that glory to his name. Don't you like that? Thank God. Have you ever heard a sweeter name than Jesus? Amen. Hey, thank God, thank God. I mean, listen, Davis, I liked your name, son. And I got two more behind them. I like theirs too. But the sweetest names had to ever fall on my ear. It wasn't Allison. It wasn't Davis. And it wasn't Evan. And it sure enough wasn't Noah. And the sweetest name ever fall on our ear. That was the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a day, amen. And when the Lord Jesus Christ came ringing to your ear, he said, hey, Moses, and now just get a hold of this. He said, oh, Moses, he said, you want to hear? You want to see the glory of God? He said, I'm just going to pass by you, Scotty. And when I do, I'm just going to say my name. Amen. He said, I'm just going to say Lord. Amen. And that was a part of the glory of God. Hey, listen, that don't stir us too much in these days. But I'll tell you, it did it. It did in the Lord's day. Amen. And you say, preacher, what are you saying? Isn't it amazing? Thank God. How many names the Lord Jesus Christ has throughout your Bible? He's the wonderful counselor. Have a mighty God. Have the Prince of Peace. And the everlasting Father. He's the one the Bible said. He's the Alpha and the Omega. And the beginning and the end. He's the one in Revelation 19. And the Bible said it was written down his thigh. He said the Word of God. Oh, I like that title. He's the King of Kings. And he's the Lord of Lords. And they might not mean much to a lot of folk. But I'll say this to you. I remember, thank God, whenever I was in darkness. And hey, neighbor, I bless the Lamb of God. If you're sitting in darkness, and my friend, that sin's on your shoulders. And then a good day when he passed by, and he said, I am the light of the world. Amen. I'll guarantee you, thank God, had done something for me. I was sitting in darkness. What about those that was lost? I got to thinking about my friend being in that state where you didn't know where you was going. I don't know which way to go. But aren't you glad for the day he passed by? And he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. I'm glad, thank God, neighbor. And when I was on the outside and I didn't know how to get on the inside, I'm glad he said, I am the door. And by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out and he shall find pasture. I thank God. And whenever I was out and wayward for God, I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the good shepherd that giveth his life for the sheep. I thank God, friend, that he's the chief shepherd that's coming back for me again. I'm glad in between those that he's the great shepherd that's making intercession. Amen. Oh, listen, I've no matter name that's above every name. I got to think about. I mean, listen, friend, remember whenever, thank God, you didn't know which way to turn. I mean, we talked a lot about this morning, about death. Oh, what about that? I'll tell you what, that's a sweet name. That's a sweet name when you're dying, amen. That's a sweet name when you're dying. That's a sweet name, thank God. And when you die, and the saints of God, I don't know what happens in their minds. Not all of them, but I'll tell you this. Any saint of God that knows the Lord, and whenever they get ready to lay down, and the reason they ain't afraid, and the reason that death has no hold, and the reason the grave has no power, as in John 11, he said, I am the resurrection. And before I ever close my eyes in death, I know he's the resurrection. That's going to bring me up. Amen. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, Jesus, what a lovely name. Let me say this to you, help some of you this morning. And Jesus' name, it's a high and holy name. And someone let me say it, his name is holy and reverent. And now look up here at me. That means his name's not a byword. Look up here. His name's not a byword. His name's not an idle word. His name's not a filler word. His name's not a cuss word. Amen. Thank God. I'm not interested, thank God. Hey, so many, even born again by the grace of God. And they walk around. And when they hit the thud? Had they used the name of God in vain? Oh, listen. I'm telling you, God help us, friend. Oh, God help us. And at that name, friend, that's a holy name. I'm glad it's a high name. Amen. I mean, that's what makes it good. Amen. He said, thank God. And he hath highly exalted him. And that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess. Hey, thank God. I'm glad every one of them, every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in the earth, things under the earth, every tongue should confess, and that he is Lord, and to the glory of God the Father. Oh, there ain't a name above that name. I thank God it's a high name. It's a holy name. It's a helpful name. Amen. You better believe that, thank God. Ever get in trouble, amen. I tell you this, let the devil get on you and just quote your own name for a while and see if that does you any good. And just say in the name of Donnie, that devil get behind me. And just say in the name of Doug, and Lord, I need your help. Next time you pray, Connor, and just tag on the end of that and say, Lord, I ask you these things in the name of Connor, and see how far you get. Amen. I'll see how far you get. Oh, listen, friend. I thank the Lamb of God. And whenever the Bible said, a son in his name shall be called Jesus. Oh, listen. I'm telling you, there ain't another name like it nowhere. And now there may be others that spelled the same, but they ain't none ever been like that one. Amen. And they might be some, thank God, that folks use. I mean, they use it loosely. But I'm telling you, they still power in the name of the Lord and Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, I tell you this. I want you to hear me. I got to thinking about, I mean, you know, all up in heaven, they all still exalt that name. Down in hell, they're all still afraid of it. And Luke 10:17, and those disciples said, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Amen. Oh, but listen, friend. I mean, right here on earth, you understand, anytime he wanted to, he'd do ever what he wants to. And at his name, at the entire creation would bow down. I'm telling you, friend, there's a lot of names. But I got to thinking about some of them that have helped me. I'm glad whenever I found out I was in trouble. I mean, nobody in here has probably ever been in trouble. But boy, what a day it is when you find out you're in trouble with God. And you know that there ain't nothing you can do. I'm glad he said he's an advocate. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'm glad whenever, thank God, and that the Lord said he required a lamb sacrifice. And listen, I ain't never had a lamb. I ain't never shed no blood. But I'm glad nonetheless, on the Isle of Jordan, or on the banks of Jordan that day, John the Baptist cried out, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. All I'm saying is this, hey, thank God, if the glory of God ever passes by your way, that name will be special, amen. It'll be special. I wish that everybody here would have been with us when we was in the old church. And as the day Miss Irene got up, and I mean, I've heard her sing it since, and it's always good. I mean, every time I ever heard her sing, it's good. But there's one time, for those of you that was there, you'll remember. And she got out that songbook, and she said, what a lovely name, the name. And all I can tell you is that there wasn't nobody in the church knew what she said after that. And she said, what a lovely name. And the Holy Ghost of God fell on that place. Everybody started shouting her out. All of a sudden it got real. It got real in folks' hearts. But I'm going to tell you, friend, you can't reverence the name of Christ and still live in the hell holes of this world. That's what the Bible said. And 2 Timothy 2:19, he said, nevertheless, thank God, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth of them that are his. And then he said, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Depart. Look here. If you hold that name loosely, I don't care how much you've shouted, I don't care how much you've ran, there ain't nobody ever sat in the presence of the thrice holy God and it's got real down in here, they can use that name idly in their day-to-day living. I'll tell you how holy them Jews thought it was. Them Jews thought it was so holy. Had that, number one, they would never even write the whole thing down. Had they, when they'd write Jehovah, had Brother Jerry, they'd leave off every vowel. Hadn't they just write it? Hadn't they, Misty, some of them thought it was so holy, and they'd get them out a pencil, and they'd write that J, Cooper. And when they'd write that J, had they break that pencil, had burn that thing, they'd go out, and they'd wash themselves, and they'd reclothe themselves, and then they'd come back, and they'd take that pencil, and they'd write the next letter, and then they'd burn that, or that tablet, you understand, and then they'd wash themselves, and then they'd come back, and they'd done it every time, and because they understood how holy he was. How holy. Amen. Thank God. Jesus Christ ought not be the words that come out of your mouth. Let me just stop right here. Let me just stop right here while I'm here. I'm feeling happy in the Lord this morning. I want you to listen. Every time something happens to you in your life, every time you see something that's good, and these Christians do this all the time, they'll say, oh my God. Oh my God. And they'll even shorten it down so they don't feel bad about saying it. And so they'll say, OMG. You reckon that's honorable to the Lord? You reckon that honors God? Come on now, don't die on me right there. Don't die on me right there. If you get silent right there, I'm going to assume you're guilty. Amen. All I'm saying is this, everything we've got around us conditions us to take this name lightly. And we take it so lightly in the world that when we come in the house of God and we're trying to make it honorable, we've already drug it all the way through the mud. And now it's not special when we come in here. But I'm telling you, God's got to deal in my heart. If this church ever is really going to get the glory of God, if from place to place, if our houses are ever going to get it, if one thing's going to have to happen, if there's going to have to be a dearness of the name of God to the saints of God. Amen. You reckon, look up here at me. You reckon that blind man ever let somebody talk about Jesus around him? You reckon Lazarus ever would let you use the name of the Lord in vain around him? Not a chance. Not a chance. You reckon, thank God, Zacchaeus up there in that tree and the Lord called him to come down. That old man was hated by everybody and on his way to hell. But thank God he said, today salvation's come to his house. You reckon when he walked out of there and somebody tried to talk bad about the Lord, you reckon Zacchaeus just let him, amen? I'm sure, thank God, he said, hold up and wait just a second. All I know is this. Hey, it was a day that this is what I was until the name of the Lord I was proclaimed unto me. And thanks be unto God. It changed my life, amen. Changed my life. It's a special name. I'll tell you this. It's a name that sinners must seek after. Yep. Neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name given under heaven among men whereby men must be saved. It's the name, thank God, that'll still heal the sick. Amen. I know, thank God. Ain't nobody much believes in healing anymore except for the Lord, and he still does. Amen. Thank God. I'll tell you what the Bible said over there in Acts. I think it's chapter number 4, maybe chapter number 6. I have to think about it. But thank God over there, no Peter and John. I'm getting ready to walk in the temple, and there's a feller sitting on the outside, and the Bible says he is expected to receive something. And they fastened their eyes on him, and they said, silver and gold have I none. Amen. And said, but such as I have, I give I thee in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I'll tell you this, thank God, I'm sure he thought that the name of Christ was lovely. Amen. Don't you think so? It's still lovely. If the glory of God ever does pass by, I'm no matter if it ever just gets real in here, it'll change how you view the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you this. I may not even get to none of the other points, but I'm going to preach on his name for a minute anyway. You know, over there in in Antioch, Brother Cliff Miller, when the Bible says this, first called Christians in Antioch. We use that term so loosely. You know why they called them Christians? Because they look like Christ. They acted like Christ. They lived like Christ. They worshiped like Christ. They prayed like Christ. Everything they did. They said, them fellas right there, them ladies right there. They said, they look like Christ. Amen. And they will go to the bar and we'll say, that fellow there is a Christian. Never have followed Jesus in a bar anywhere.
Amen.
You ain't going to follow him down to the dance hall.
Amen.
Somebody help me on that. That's right. See, the name of Jesus will keep you out of some things.
Amen.
Name of Jesus will keep you in some things.
Amen.
Amen. Hard for me to believe. I talk to folks all the time. Say, are you born again? You a Christian? They'll say, yeah, I'm saved. I'm a Christian, Brother Kevin. When was the last time you seen Jesus throwing up a fifth of Jack Daniels? Now, there's something wrong. I'm not telling you that folks that are saved can't mess up. But I'm telling you if that's your habitual, continual life, there's something wrong. We find there'll be a nearness. Dearness. Watch this second thing. I'm gonna say this. I want you to listen to me, will you? First thing that happens is there's a dearness of the name. Second thing that you happen is that there's a nearness of the people. Listen, you came to, you ever get in the glory of God, you know what you want more of? Somebody help me right there. Reason some people don't want no more of it, they ain't never had none of it. Amen. Amen. And look here. Jesse, I'm not even against them. I'm not against that. But Bobby, I realize that by and large, we're preaching to people and they ain't never experienced it.
Yeah.
And we're sitting back and we're trying to tell them about something, John, that they don't know nothing about. And we're saying, you need more of this. And they say, man, I ain't never had it the first time. Never had it the first time. And all I can say is shame on me. Shame on those of us that have seen it. I'll tell you, thank God, whether the folks that ain't seen it do anything about it or not, the people that have seen it, we ought to be the ones on our face before God begging God, Lord, let that glory pass by again.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
I'll tell you what I figured out about most church people is we're content with it passing by about once every 6 months. Amen. Boy, wouldn't it be something if just day after day the people started reverencing the name of the Lord the way it should be. And the Lord said, well, if you're going to hold my son in that high regard, I want to pay you a visit. And service after service after service. I get to reading about some of them old men of God. Brother, I got to read about Leonard Ravenhill and some of them talking about how they went years, every single service, not one service did they not see somebody get birthed in the family of God. And the only way they could do that, Misty, is if the presence of God was flowing through that place. Here's what he said about Moses. I'm going to be done right here. Here's what he said about Moses. Though he said, Moses, if you're going to see it, you can't see it over there. Look, listen to me. I'm pleading. I wish to God, God get it out of my heart the way God put it in my heart. But Moses couldn't get in it way over there. He said, if you're going to get in the glory of God, there's a place and it's by me. Are you close enough to get in it? Are you close enough to get in it? If the glory of God were to fall this morning, are you close enough to God that you'd be able to get in it? Hey, some folks, man, listen, they'd like to be it, but I'm going to tell you, if you're going to get in it, you're going to have to get closer. You're going to have to get closer. You can't. God help us. God help us, Joey. Son, I can't hold on to you. Hold on to Gavin at the same time. I can't do it. Joey got up and helped me, but I can't do it. And I'm telling you, friend, you can't hold on to the world and then still hold on to the glory of God. And if you want the world, you can have it. But you're going to have to let go of that to get it. Can't have it. And if you want God, you can have Him, but you're going to have to let go of the world to get a hold of it. I'm telling you, thank God, my greatest desire in the whole world is to see the glory of God fall on the people in this place. Young and old alike. It'll take folks that want to get in the glory of God. Listen, I'm going to say this last thing. I said I was done. I'm going to tell you this last thing. You know what I find anybody, whenever the Lord passed by, Scotty, they really got in His presence. You know what they all did? Just about all of them, without regard. You know what they did? Go just look it up. Go do a concordance search of two words. Fell down. See how many people done that when the glory of God passed by. Jairus had all of his problems, had his boy, and he knew John couldn't nobody do nothing for his boy. He said, Lord, if you'd help me. When the Lord passed by, the Bible said he fell down at his feet. That Syrophoenician woman had problems, couldn't nobody help her with. You know what she did? She fell down at his feet. John on the Isle of Patmos in Revelation 1:17, when the Lord showed up and he was all alone, you know what he done? He fell down at his feet. In Luke chapter 17, when that one little leper got touched, and to thank God he was overcome with the goodness of God for passing by, you know what he done? He fell at his feet. It's amazing in our churches today how when the glory of God passes, so many people can still be standing up. When over and over again, what we find is when the glory of God falls, everybody bows down. I've cleared my heart. Let's stand to our feet. I'm asking you simply this morning, don't you want the glory of God to pass by your way?